Scarlett, the obvious question to those that are new to the game is, it's Wasps v Storm. I don't really want to go down that route, to be fair. They've lost two of the last three, but it's still early days, so how have you seen Wasps so far?
Oh, they're such a strong team. The people that they have in their team, some really big names, and they're playing really well together. I think the last few games they've been unlucky, but I mean, they're going to come out hard. They're going to come out strong, obviously. They're going to be really keen for a win. They're absolutely not underestimated at all. Yeah, and I just think whatever's going on in the last two games, they're going to be out there to rectify it. So, yeah, more so than ever, it's going to be tough, tough competition. So I know all of us are up for the game. But, yeah, like I said, it's absolutely not underestimated at all.
And we're only really at round seven as well, aren't we? The season's got a long way to go.
Oh, God, yeah. The season's really only the start still. We've had a strong start, but like I said, we're not even halfway. So to make any predictions about any teams and how the outcome will be at this point would be silly. Relationships are still new in a lot of teams and units are still bonding. So, yeah, it's a free-for-all this season. Some teams have done better than others. But like I said, it's not even halfway. So no judgments made yet.
The rotations are working pretty well, would you agree?
Yeah, it's been so great to get everyone on court, and everyone's an option. And so if we're countered by something, you know, we can make a change and put someone else on. And the full 12 are getting court time, which is unlike any team I've been in before. I feel like Tanya's got real trust in her squad, which fills us with a lot of confidence as well. And it makes you want to play. You're very motivated to play, and it's a complete team performance. And anyone who goes on, you know they're going to give 120%, and it's great. For team morale and team spirit, it's the best team so far for that. And like, we're all really encouraging each other, whoever's on court. So it's lovely. It's really nice.
And people like Rhea getting a debut as well, starting little things like that really as well.
Yeah, exactly. And Rhea did so well. I was so pleased for her. I was so proud of her as well. She really stepped up. And like, she's her debut on court. She was in the squad last season, like, as a training partner, and stepped in obviously this season. And yeah, she did herself proud. Came on court, solid, strong, you know, and is a real contester to be on court again. And I think that's, you know, at her age, and to come on court having never stepped on the court before, I just thought she did a fantastic job, and she should be really proud of herself. We were all proud of her. The changing room at the end, you know, everyone gave a big cheer, and it was just a great environment. And yeah, like I said, very, very pleased for her.
One of the things maybe at the weekend will be how Wasps react in a way to Megan. There'll be more a case of having to play around her.
Yeah, I think everyone probably tries out their different tactics. Meg's really solid in there and strong, so whatever is tried up against her, she's overcome, and no one's been able to challenge or beat that so far. She's, you know, physically and mentally tough in there, and I just think at the moment, you know, that's not been able to be beaten, and I'm like 100% confident in Meg that, you know, that's gonna stay the same. I don't see that changing. Whatever something's against her, I think she'll just hit it straight back. Yeah, and just been really, really proud of her as well, the way she stepped into the squad and been, you know, such a strong member of the team. And yeah, and bonded with all of us as well. She's just a great girl, I've just loved having her about this season. So yeah, I think definitely they'll try different strategies against her, like every team has, but I'm confident in her that it'll, you know, she'll stay the same composed, strong person that she is.
I first spoke to her probably the first 12 hours that she got here, so everything was still a bit of a whirlwind. Have you had a chance to show around Guildford? I know she went around London the other day with a few of the girls, but how is she finding things?
Good. Well, we went out for her birthday as our first team outing. That was London way. And then we went out the other day just to show around London, show her the site. So, yeah, we've used it as a good excuse for team bonding experiences. But really, we just like taking her around London and showing her the sites. And, yeah, it's been really nice. I think she hadn't been there and seen it before. So it was a new experience for her. And like I said, any trip out is a good excuse for a team session off the court, which I always think is great.
Any shopping involved?
Oh, actually, there wasn't. We just we walked around, we saw the sights, and then we got some food. So there's no shopping involved. I don't actually know why. I know she loves the outlets, though, so she's already done that, just not in London.
How have you seen your game develop now you're with Storm and since Tanya got here?
Oh, I think I've come on so much in terms of, I've had a big focus on my one-on-one game, and so that's been a big improvement for me. Last season, I dabbled in a bit of centre and wing defence, and this season I've just really been playing wing defence, so it's given me a chance to really consolidate what I've been doing there and in one position, which has been good. Time in one position always a nice thing. So yeah, it's really come together in terms of my one-on-one game, and now I think I just need to start pushing myself into, you know, trying other things. But that's it will come in time. Like I said, it's the first bit of the season, so you go one step at a time, I guess. But yeah, it's great. I've really enjoyed having a new coaching style. And Tanya's been the perfect type of personality for me. She's very laid back. I can be a bit daffy at times, so I probably need a coach that's a little bit more laid back with me. But yeah, that's been great. And like I said, she's brought something really new, which has worked really well for our team and our motivation as a team and team environment, which has been fantastic.
You're really enthusiastic at the best of times, but I dread to think what you were like when the Fast Five games were announced at the O2. Did you run around the room non-stop for about 5 minutes?
Oh my God, yeah, it was crazy. The weirdest thing is I hadn't really heard much about it before it came out, and then it's obviously posted on our group and everyone's like, what is this? It's awesome. It's just awesome that there's such backing towards, you know, netball and now the Fast Five version. I think it's a really exciting version of the sport, so it gets spectators really involved, which I think will be, it's great generally for netball, but it will get some buzz around the start of the season, which I think is fantastic, exactly what it needs. So yeah, great.
How do you see the game on Saturday then? Quite close?
Oh yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a close game. You know, obviously being a Storm player, I'd like to say we would get it, but they're obviously going to be saying exactly the same. It's going to be so contested, hard fought. Everyone's going to leave everything on the court. I believe that from both teams. It will be a really fantastic game to watch. I believe that 100%.